En nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. So PBS has this series hosted by Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr., Finding Your Roots. It's a family history series where Professor Gates helps well-known American and international icons learn about their family roots. Gates takes people like Sally Field, Derek Jeter, Stephen King, and Sting on a journey to the past through their genealogical tree, a journey with twists and thrills where unsuspecting and eager people get to hear and read about their family histories, the places they came from, the values and ideals that shaped and moved their ancestors, their struggles and sacrifices, their efforts and triumphs. The premise of the show is simple. In order to know yourself, you must know your past. Whether you know it or not, the past has likely shaped you, who you are today, and if you can build on your knowledge of that past, its people and events, it will also likely shape who you will become in the future. The past is the biggie. Today, we observe All Saints' Day. It is a day of remembrance. We especially recall the saints who have gone before us. And so we are inevitably drawn to the past. We give thanks to God for the gift of his saints, both from the distant and the recent past, for their examples of faith, love, and godly living. And in doing so, in recalling the past, we acknowledge that his people and events have indeed shaped who we are today. What we say, how we live. Now, is one day in the church year really enough to remember and give thanks to God for all that he has given us through his saints? Well, Lola and Lita, my Chilean and Panamanian grandmothers, didn't really think so. They have family altars at home, a tradition that is seldom observed in our homes today. And to this day, they put on those altars the pictures of family members who have gone to be with the Lord. They remember them. So I learned from them the importance of recalling the past and giving thanks for those saints, beginning with our own family. They observe All Saints' Day every day. And yet, for all the greatness of the past, there is something that is not quite right about understanding oneself in terms of the past only. The church that looks only to the past for its self-definition loses its eschatological future focus. It tends to become static, complacent in the preservation of its traditions and institutions for their own sake, and starts to lose its character as a pilgrim church always in the move towards the goal of our redemption. It tends to lose its prophetic voice in the work of mission and mercy. It tends to lose its self-understanding as a church that lives by faith today in light, always in light of God's future. All our assigned texts for All Saints Day do not finally direct us to the past, but to the future. God has promised to those whom he has blessed. All the saints, the one who have gone before us and ourselves, are given a picture of our common future. We are asked to understand who we are in terms of what we will become. Matthew 5, those who mourn shall be comforted. The meek shall inherit the earth. Those who hunger for thirst and righteousness shall be satisfied. The pure in heart shall see God. 1 John 3, when the Son appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. Revelation 7, God will shelter those who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. These are not images of the past, but pictures of the life of the world to come, of the fulfillment of God's promises of redemption from sin and death. We're invited to see our identity in Christ in the light of our coming sharing in the resurrection of the dead unto the fullness of life, the new heavens and the new earth, and the beatific, beautiful vision of God. All the saints, the church triumphant and the church militant, share the same future. These are really quite remarkable passages when you think about it. Quite unique to specifically Christian understanding of human identity. You see, Christians see the future as something to look forward to. And by having this outlook on life, Christians are quite different from the Greeks who saw the future as something to stay away from. The Greeks preferred the golden past, exalted heroes, and legends of old. They found security in that past, but feared the future. The future was seen as too uncertain, ambiguous, and therefore threatening. You get a sense of this negative look of the future when Paul sums up the standard philosophy of his day like this: let's drink and marry for tomorrow, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Tomorrow we die. Tomorrow is bad. The future is a harbinger of decay and death. Run away from it, and you shall save yourselves from the uncertainty of what is coming. Don't live for tomorrow what you can do today, for tomorrow might not come, you see, and then you're stuck. You're dead, and that's it. To this Greek way of thinking, which sees the past as life but the future as death, Paul responds by saying that things are actually the other way around. The past, the old age, is actually death, and the future, the new age, is new life. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The resurrection of Christ is the sign of God's redemption of his people across the ages from death. It is the promise of the transfiguration of the body and the world. That is why All Saints' Day is not the day of the dead, as many of my Mexican friends like to say, el día de los muertos. But in light of the future, it's actually the day of the living. We do well to remember the saints who have gone before us. But remember, All Saints' Day is finally about remember the future and our future with them in Christ at his appearing before the throne of God, where we shall all see God. Grandmas Lola and Lita mixed pictures of ancestors past with family members still hanging around. They wanted to teach us that we are one family in the Father's eyes, bound to one another, to the same hope in Christ by the work of the Holy Spirit across the ages binds us to one another. Today, when we come to this altar, the Holy Spirit will strengthen that bond among the saints from across the ages and the four corners of the earth, as we partake even now in a foretaste of the great banquet feast, the great fiesta to come at the last day. In the PBS series, Finding Your Roots, participants are asked to turn pages that progressively reveal an older event in their ancestors' lives. And the more pages you turn, the older the information you get about your family's past. An expectation builds up as you go further into that past. How different is the flow and trajectory of the scriptures? The more pages you turn, all the way to the last book, the newer the information you get about your family's future. Expectation actually builds up as you go further into the future. So what would that book look like? Page 1, birth. Page 2, baptism, your new birth here. Page 3, marriage, special relationships are friendships we treasure. Page 4, the saddest one of all, death. And then the last page, what your future family tree looks like. It reads like this: and behold, I saw a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." This, my friends, is your life. So, have a blessed All Saints Day. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.